You're listening to SBS News.
Hassan Al-Habil is a long way from home. He's a lifeguard from the Palestinian Gaza region, and he's in Australia to learn some new life-saving skills. While Mr. Al-Habil is training for his bronze medallion, the minimum standard to be a lifeguard in Australia, he's said he's also taken an interest in the country's Nippers program, which aims to teach children about surf safety.
The idea is based on how to raise kids. Australian kids are raised to be able to swim and surf from young, and they can save others.
Fellow Gazan Mohamed Saleh hopes to take the combination of surf awareness, safety and fun home and set up the first Nippers program on Gazan beaches.
We will try to adopt the culture of surf life-saving from Australia to Palestine.
Before Gaza introduced lifeguards, around 40 people drowned on its beaches each year. That number is much lower now that patrols have begun. But Mr. Al-Habil and Mr. Saleh say they'd like to see no drownings on their beaches. North Stain Surf Lifesaving Club's Brian Mariotti says he hopes they can achieve that goal with the lessons they learn in Australia.
And that just hit home where here on this beach, this club's been here for 110 years, we have had no drownings in 110 years of patrol beaches. So you really see how privileged we are in Australia that we can swim safely. And yet in a place like Gaza, you've got the danger of drowning every day.
Northern Beaches Friends of Palestine's Shamik Badra came to Australia from Gaza and is now a citizen. He says the beach is an important place of fun for many Gazans.
A beach in Gaza is the only place of entertainment in Gaza, especially there is very little entertainment in Gaza, as there is no sport facilities, theater or cinema, and we want people to give them opportunity to swim in the beach with fun and safe.
Mohamed Saleh says this program is about bringing a little more hope to Gaza.
We will benefit from what we learnt at the North Staying Club, teaching kids through games and by enjoying the beaches.
Kira Jenkins, SBS News.